is a celery die. Extra!
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's Sell or Die Extra is brought to you by...
Hello, everybody. This is Jake Stenziano, host of Wheelbarrow Props Podcast, here with my co-host, the multifamily mentor, Mr. Gino Barbaro.
The Wheelbarrow Profits Podcast catalogs our journey to becoming financially free through multifamily real estate investing.
Gang, each week we interview a guest specifically chosen for their expertise in and around multifamily real estate.
We talk you through our entire process, every victory and every misstep and everything that we've learned along the way.
What does that look like? Buy right, manage right, and finance right.
The audio podcast is available wherever fine podcasts are found.
Or check us out on our YouTube page where you'll find tons of other great content.
It's Friday, and that can only mean one thing. It's time for the best of Sell or Die.
The best nuggets of sales wisdom every week, all in one place.
A sales refresher.
I feel refreshed.
I can tell. And if you want to go back and listen to the full episodes, we've made it easy. There are links to each of the episodes right in the show notes.
If you love the podcast, if you're a true seller diehard, and you haven't given us a 5-star review on iTunes yet,
what are you waiting for?
Seriously, Friday is the best day to do it. It helps us so that we can help you.
It's time for the best of the best, the cream of the crop, the creme de la creme, sales grade A red meat. It's time
to sell or die. Say hello to Meredith Messenger. Talk to us about the basis and where does this come from, selling with soul?
Yeah, so I think it's easy to overcomplicate anything in life, and sales is no exception. But at its core, sales is one human being talking to another human being, like human beings.
Yes.
So let's not overcomplicate that. And I think a lot of, I'm not picking on anyone in particular, but there's a lot of sales gurus.
Come on, let's pick on
a few
people.
I'm not trying to like open up a can of worms, but.
All right, what does it rhyme with?
No.
I'm not playing. I'm tapping out.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, but there's a lot of sales experts that will say, you know, here are the templates that you use and here's how you talk. And here's the script. And I find that people are turning into robots. And at its core, for me, selling has always been relationship based. And the more authentic you can be, the more why, the more natural personality that you bring into that, the more successful and easier it's going to be.
I'm going to give you an example. People teach that when you get someone on the phone, you ask them, how are you today? When I hear, how are you today, I hang up because I know it's a sales guy.
Yeah.
But why would some jackass teach that?
Exactly.
And I use that one because it's so generic that I don't have to pick on anybody in particular because I don't want to mention Finding the Pain, which is the absolute dumbest of them all.
Oh, no. Yeah. Here we go.
But I think I think that you have to look at it from the perspective of what's comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're comfortable and you can follow the Dale Carnegie process of be yourself, you're going to be much more conversational, much more believable, much more attractive, and much more engaging.
That's right.
It's interesting because that's actually how I found you, Jeffrey. When I started my business.
Attractive? Wait, you found
when I started my business almost six years ago now, I had already been trained in the
spin selling.
The major, I'm not going to mention any names, the major sales methodologies out there. And what I had found, and I think Meredith, you'll relate to this, is they were great in the classroom. Like they were great in theory, but they were not something I, as a successful rep or manager, practiced. They were not something that made me successful. And so I was looking for content until I built my own that I related to, and I came across your stuff and I was like, oh my God, this is it. You know, like it's about building relationships and talking to people like you're saying. Yeah. And I mean, to me, that's that it's all about the soul. I love that name that you've come up with. And so that's how I found you.
Thank you, my honey.
Yeah.
And then it became obvious.
The rest was history.
Yeah, exactly.
Diehards, say hello to Jay Massey. And if a diehard wants to get into real estate investment, where do they begin?
Well, honestly, I mean, the truth of the answer is you order it. It begins mentally because you've got to understand value creation and where does that value come from? That's what it comes down to. And you've got to understand where you want to play in that value chain. There are some people, there's so many ways to skin this cat. And the number one question that I have found that every real estate person has neglected to ask and therefore did not answer is whom do you want to serve? Most real estate investors forget that it's still a business and you're serving a customer. If we were open a restaurant, the very first thing you'd be thinking about is the type of food and who's going to be there. And you'd be catering to their needs. Mm-hmm. But when it comes down to being a landlord or a tenant or a fix and flip person, you don't think about who are you going to sell this to? Even if you're doing traditional real estate, and hear me clearly when I say this, you are in the sales game. You may have written a 1-year lease, but you are selling that sucker every 30 days because you got to collect that check and you got to convince mm-hmm. them making that payment because vacancy is horrible, destroys your business. I got stories on that one. And at the end of the day, you've got to understand how that value is created. Why does the tenant want to stay at your property? Why does the property manager? Why are they willing to manage your property if you're using them? Why is the lender willing to lend? How do you, as the linchpin, and this is the best part, as the real estate entrepreneur, we have the all the leverage because everybody is waiting for us to decide what to do. And then, yes, everybody gets, you know, divvied up and paid respectively. But without us in the middle being willing to take that risk and sign our names on the line, nothing happens.
Did you study somebody in order to be able to get into this? Was there a guru?
There's an unlimited numbers of individuals. At the time, there was an institution that was going around that was teaching individuals. But it's not just about the information. It's not a lack mm-hmm. of information. It's a lack of willingness to act upon what we already know. Everybody knows what to do.
But there's a guy named Carlton Sheets. Do you know Carlton?
I've heard of him. I've never studied any of
him. He was the original no money down, get a hoe, get a house. And a buddy of mine in Asheville is the uh-huh. number one Carlton Sheets success story on the planet.
Wow.
I mean, literally owns hundreds of rentals based on the Carlton Sheets strategy.
Yeah. And it makes sense. That's the double-edged sword is that when people are listening to me, they're like, oh, that means I can do it. They don't realize who you must become along the journey is way more important, not only to the world, to your family, but it's what's required because you're making so many promises to so many different people mm-hmm. that you got to know how to fulfill on them. I mean, wholesaling, did it sound easy? It didn't start easy. You're talking to a guy who's naturally introverted, shy, does not want to deal with people, and now I'm in real estate.
Yeah, Jay, you got over your introversion.
That's called being broke, sir, and needing to eat.
Yeah.
So you just said this thing and sort of glossed over it, which is who you must become. But tell us more about that.
Got it. So when it comes down to it, you as a salesperson or an entrepreneur is whatever, you are making a fundamental promise to a customer. I mean, some people don't have kids because they're afraid of the responsibility. Some people don't want to have a business because, again, they don't want to be responsible for employees or paying those people. It takes a certain person who's willing to take responsibility. And in fact, what's really interesting, if you've ever studied the tax code, the more responsibility you take, the less taxes you pay. And it takes a certain type of person who's willing to not only take the responsibility, but also lead, meaning, which is code for give. When things go good, you give everybody else credit. When things go bad, it's all your fault.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Motivation Monday.
And today we're talking about your 90-day plan.
Yeah, your prep.
Yeah, what are you going to do to create, or maybe you've already created your 90-day plan. If you have, put in the comments what you've done to create your 90-day plan. We want to know about it. And if you're still struggling to create that plan, tell us what some of your obstacles are, because we'd love to answer them right now and help you out live.
I would, after I do my random list, I would then look for at least one or two people to collaborate with to see what can be refined in that list. What can you actually do in that list? And what of your time? How many minutes of the day will you be generating revenue?
Mm.
In other words, you can do social things, you can do whatever, but how many minutes of the day will you be in front of someone that can say yes to you? And it should be at least an hour a day.
So there are certain activities you know you need to make, right? There's cold calling types of activities where you're reaching out to people cold, excuse me, whether it be on the phone or it be through LinkedIn or social media or some way. Then there's meeting with current customers just to check in, see how they're doing, foster that relationship, build even more rapport, and maybe get a referral. And then there's true prospecting, meeting with potential clients. I would say those are the three types of client activities you could be doing.
I'm going to challenge you, though, and I'm going to bring this up at Outbound. There's a big difference between prospecting and targeted prospecting.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if you're just going to make a random bunch of phone calls, you're going to get a ton of rejection. But if you have a reason to call someone and an idea to back up the reason, you're going to be able to connect with someone, make an appointment with someone, and get a sale. Now, maybe you won't get the same percentage of acceptance that you think you will based on who you're targeting. But I can promise you, if you stick to targeting, you'll eventually win in the 50 percentile range rather than in the 1 percentile range that you get from cold calling.
Yeah.
That's my statement. I'm sticking to it.
I totally agree. So, okay, we've overcome the I want to make a sales plan, but my boss hasn't helped me with that. We all, like, know what to do now. Like, it's on you. Oh, if you want a really good template in this book, my new book, Sales in a New York Minute, there is an actual sales template that you can download. That's a quarterly sales planning template.
Book bomb.
And so all you need to do is buy the book, and then inside somewhere there's a link to that free template.
Cool.
Yeah, it'll be pretty helpful. But I want to know what you guys are doing to create your 90-day plans. Like, what are you going to do so that you are, you know, off at the beginning of the year, right now, hitting the ground running? And yes, Nada?
I was going to ask, what would you do, Jen? What would both of you guys do if you were just starting out in terms of creating a 90-day plan?
I would take a day to myself, whether it be a weekend day or a day, you know, like a one of those office days where you don't actually meet with prospects or make any sales. You really, like, worked on the admin stuff. What we just did as a company is we took everyone to the mountains. Okay. And my requirement for Mary, who booked our house that we all stayed in, was it needed to have a lot of natural sunlight. I feel that natural sunlight is key to allowing your brain to think. And I didn't want to be in, like, a stuffy place. Okay.
Yeah, for those of you who are unaware of geography, we stayed at Lake Lure. We stayed at the same house where they filmed Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
And it was – no one emulated it, thank God. But the bottom line was it was full of sun. We had a fireplace.
There was
view
a waterfall.
Of the lake, a little bit of a waterfall. Yeah. It was really a nice place.
It was beautiful.
And not expensive.
No.
But we retreated so that we could open up our minds. We just left all the bullshit of the office behind and went away for a couple of days and had good food and had good camaraderie and, you know, played pool and hot tubbed it, but with bathing suits on. And everything was fine. It was just a nice camaraderie time. And we already knew each other. Now we really know each other just that one step better.
Oh, yeah. And the ability to brainstorm and work with other people as a group was very helpful.
Yeah.
But also the ability to get away and sort of feel like now you're in a different place and you got to do something different was extremely helpful. So, like, for you as a salesperson, you may check into a hotel. You may go down the road from your house, wherever that may be, and do a staycation, take everything off the wall, bring those huge post-it sheets, like the like easel size post-it note sheets, put them all up on the wall, and then outline, okay, this is month one, month two, month three, what am I going to do? And then outline it once you have your plan of like, what are the activities you need to do? Then outline it by week. When are you going to do them? Because I find the best way to get something done is to actually calendar it and schedule it so that you make sure it's going to happen.
This has been a Sell or Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to thegittimerlearningacademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to GittimerLearningAcademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher and come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.